Hello, my name is Samara Rubinstein, and together with my colleagues, I developed this exhibition, Nature Designs. On this tour, I would like to give you insights into how nature has inspired humans in the development of new materials, architectural structures, and technological innovations. We will explore silk production by spiders and moths, nest building by wasps, and the growth of fungi and plants. Please join me at the staircase. There, in the black display case, you can see a living Madagascar golden orb weaver spider, along with its web. The web consists of silk produced by the spider in its silk glands, and in the wild, it can reach up to 1 meter in diameter in order to catch large tropical insects. Next to it, you can see an illustration of the construction plan of such a spider web. Spiders produce up to 7 different types of silk for their various needs, including components of their webs for building cocoons or for wrapping prey. The ability of animals to produce long, robust silk fibers likely developed more than 300 million years ago in a distant ancestor of today's spiders, similar to the spider you can observe here in the exhibition. Since then, silk production has evolved independently multiple times in different groups of arthropods, which are the most species-rich phylum in the animal kingdom. They include spiders, as well as insects such as moths, butterflies, wasps, and many others. Arthropods use their silk to produce webs, cocoons, capture threads, protective shelters, and other structures. Spider silk has truly extraordinary properties. It's highly elastic, water repellent, and extremely tear resistant. The webs made from it are so stable that people have even used them as nets for catching fish. Today, there are many different ways of making use of the unique properties of silk. On a large spool in the display case a few steps further on, you can see synthetically produced spider silk. Research into its production and application is being conducted worldwide, as well as here in Bavaria. Spiders cannot be domesticated, so humans looking to make use of their silk must obtain it in other ways. Synthetic spider silk can be produced using genetically modified organisms in bioreactors that generate spider silk proteins. These proteins are then processed into fibers, which you can observe here. The material is used in the textile industry, in filtration technology, and in medicine. Spider silk is what is known as a biomaterial, one that's not rejected by the human body. Possible applications, therefore, include, for example, coating for implants or the production of surgical sutures. If you walk a few steps along the wall, you will reach the display case containing a glass vessel with a white, heart-shaped object inside. Like spider silk, mulberry silk is also a biomaterial that's compatible with the human body. That is, it's not rejected and not perceived as a foreign body and has no negative influence on biological processes within the body. What if genetically modified silkworms could weave a donor heart or other internal organs for you? This question was the guiding motif of the work shown here. The domestication of the silkworm, Bombyx mori, began more than 5,000 years ago in China. The genetic code of this species has been fully sequenced since 2008. The designer and artist, Veronica Renner, asked the question, what if silkworms were genetically programmed to weave support structures for 3D printed donor hearts instead of their individual cocoons? This work further reflects on which materials and technologies are used in organ transplantation. At the same time, the genetic optimization of the mulberry silkworm for this medical purpose would represent another step in the domestication of the species. You can see the wild ancestor of Bombyx mori in a case to the right. Bombyx mandarina is brown in color, where Bombyx mori is completely white. And that's not all. Today, the moths can no longer fly and can hardly defend themselves. In the wild, they would have no chance of survival. If you would like to discover yet another insect whose self-producing silk is being intensively researched by humans for new biomaterials, you can also visit the exhibition in the Biotopia Lab in the Botanical Garden. There, you can learn more about caddisfly larvae and their fascinating underwater architectures, which they create with the help of sticky silk. As you walk toward the window, you will discover a fungus that at first glance appears rather mysterious, the varnished conch, which has been valued as a medicinal mushroom in China for thousands of years. The upright, brown, shimmering branches are the fruiting bodies. The actual organism of the fungus consists of mycelium. Mycelium is a network of fine white cellular threads that grow in soil, dead wood, or in another organic substrate. This can be straw, textile fibers, or even coffee grounds. In recent years, this growth has inspired scientists, designers, and artists to develop entirely new mushroom-based materials, from sustainable building materials to innovative textiles. To the right of the fungus, you can see a traditionally made garment that points to a possible future of textile production. The material from which these traditional-looking lederhosen were made grew from mushrooms in a factory of a California startup company. The grown mushroom sheets were then tanned like leather. We asked Bavarian leathersmiths to test their traditional processing techniques on this material. The result was the mushroom lederhosen you see here. Would you also like to see building materials made from fungi? In the Biotopia Lab in the Botanical Garden, acoustic panels that were created through the growth of fungal mycelium can be seen covering the ceiling. Now, if you continue along the wall, you will find a red chair in a vitrine on which wasps have built a large nest. Impressive, isn't it? Also, take a look upward. In the video running above, you can observe how paper wasps build the individual cells of their nest. This process is a very good example of how animal behavior has inspired humans to develop new industrial methods. For instance, wasps chew wood and mix it with their saliva to produce a pulp-like material for their nests. This principle, mechanically breaking down wood fibers and bonding them into a new material, served as inspiration in the mid-19th century for paper production. Whereas previously rags and other old textiles were used to produce paper, a new process was developed, similar to what was observed in the wasps. Through this process, paper suddenly became inexpensive and available in large quantities, and this process is still used today. We have now seen how materials produced by spiders and fungi are used in our biotechnology, and how the observation of wasps about 150 years ago led to modern paper production. Finally, we would like to show you an example of how humans cooperate with plants to create architectural structures. In the video on the wall to the left of the wasp nest chair, you see examples of so-called living bridges, a practice of the Khasi people of Northeast India. Knowledge of guiding tree growth is passed down through generations. Inspired by this, Professor Ferdinand Ludwig and his team at the Technical University of Munich research building with living plants. In their Baubotanik practice of building with botany, technical elements are combined with growing trees to create load-bearing structures. Such a biobotanic installation is also planned for the outdoor areas of the future museum. A model to the right of the video shows how visitors will be able to ascend into the tree canopy through a structure overgrown with trees and experience the world from a new perspective. Now that our tour has come to an end, I hope you enjoy discovering further examples of how nature designs and is designed on your own, here in the exhibition and outside the museum doors.